Hello again and welcome to our program. We're continuing in our series, The Last Mile of the Way. Again, Paul said in Acts 20 that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord. One of the most important things about finishing our course with joy is the subject of prayer. As you go through this little book of Colossians, he refers all the way through it to the fact that we should pray or that he is praying. In verse 2 and 3 of chapter 1, we read, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father." We could spend an hour just on that verse. Then in Colossians 4:2, he said, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." Then in verse 3, "With all, praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds." Now, he was in a dungeon when he said that. But not only was he captive, he had a captive audience. And he said, pray that a door of utterance might be opened, that I could speak in the situation that I find myself in. What a tremendous lesson. And then in chapter 4 and verse 12, he said, "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers." Wow, laboring in prayers. We could talk about that for another couple hours. What's he praying? "That ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God." We need to know the will of God in this age in which we're living as we travel down the last mile of the way of this dispensation. The hymn writer has written a hymn, "Sweet Hour of Prayer." It's interesting that Jesus asked the disciples the question, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul, that's the mind, will, and the emotions, has often found relief, and oft escape the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer." Sing along with this message in song. going to talk this morning about how to pray for an hour. We're going to give some advice here on how to put together a prayer journal. If we want to pray for an hour, it's not difficult to do that if we have a formula to do it. Now, we could put these in different orders. In fact, I'll mention more about that in a minute. But one of the first things we need to do is to take time to praise the Lord. Praise is an expression of approval or admiration. We can praise the Lord for His mercy. We can praise Him for His grace, for His love, for His power, for His faithfulness, for answered prayer. Let me say about answered prayer. God has answered every prayer I've ever prayed. The problem, from my perspective, is most of the time He says no. I think that we think we don't get an answer unless we get what we want. Well, our kids didn't always get what they wanted when they asked us for things. They didn't understand the bigger picture sometimes. Maybe driving by a hamburger shop and they want to stop and get a hamburger, and we say no. They don't understand that we're going to have supper at home in about 45 minutes. So we need to sometimes thank God for saying no to our prayer. But one way or another, He answers it. Sometimes it's no, sometimes it's yes, and sometimes it's not right now. But in any event, we need to thank God for some of these things and praise Him for, especially praise Him for His faithfulness in this age in which we live. Then another area is soul searching. In Psalm 139, the psalmist said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Spend some time letting the Lord search the soul. That is the mind, the will, and the emotions of how we are responding to situations in our life. Then another area is confession. John, 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The Bible also said, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." So this is a very important part here. Confess our sins. You know, we've done some soul searching. Is there something I need to confess? Then we need to do it. And when we do, the Bible says in Psalm 103, "As far as the east is from the west, so has He removed our transgressions from us." He said, "I will remember thy sins no more," if we confess our sins. Then another area is the family. We need to pray for our immediate family. That would be your immediate family. Put them down on a list. Have another section in your prayer journal here and put their names down there. And pray for them, and pray specifically for their specific needs. It's not just a case of saying, "Oh, I'm going to pray for my husband or my wife or my children." It's praying specifically for the needs of each one of those individuals. We could spend an hour just on this one. And then our other or extended family members, what about them? What about aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas and extended family members, cousins? If you don't pray for them, I wonder who will, if anybody. Now, here is a very important area of prayer, and that has to do with Scripture. And I mentioned about putting things in a particular order. Some time ago, I read the biography of Mueller, and George Mueller was a man of prayer. He got miracle after miracle back there when he was working with orphans and building orphanages. And he never asked anybody for money. He only simply prayed, and God gave him millions of dollars back when millions were worth billions. And in his autobiography, he said that he used to get up first thing in the morning, and the first thing he would do is pray, and God would answer his prayers and give him tremendous, tremendous things that he was praying for. But then he said, "I realized that was a mistake, to get up in the morning and pray first thing." He said, "The first thing I needed to do was to let God speak to me." That's the Scripture. And so it's one thing for us to talk to God. It's another thing for God to talk to us. And he changed his pattern, and he began to read Scripture before he began to pray. And he said that's when the real miracles began. Now, here's a Scripture we can look at. And the Lord loves us to pray Scripture back to Him. For example, Psalm 119. All of Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, is in sections of eight. Eight verses. You can go through there and take a section each day, and the whole psalm, except for the first couple of verses, is a prayer. And we can take that prayer and pray it back to the Lord, personalize it for our situation today. But here's one in Romans chapter 6. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Now, how would we pray this back to God? Dear Lord, today I am not going to let sin reign in my mortal body, that I should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither am I going to yield my members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. My members, my hands, my ears, my eyes, my mouth, my feet, I am not going to yield them as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin today. But I want to yield myself unto God. Myself, that's the mind, the will, and the emotions. Today I yield you my mind, my will, and my emotions as one that is alive from the dead, and my members as instruments of righteousness unto thee. And so my members, again, I yield today my hands, my ears, my eyes, my mouth, and my feet. And as I yield these to you today, dear Lord, I can honestly say, verse 14, sin shall not have dominion over me. Now, the Bible says if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But he says, no, sin will not have dominion over me today, because, he said, I am yielding my mind, my will, and my emotions, and my hands, and my ears, and my eyes, and my mouth, and my feet to you today. And as that becomes a reality, sin will not have dominion over us. Another area that we can pray about is circumstances. First of all, your own personal circumstances. We all are going through situations that nobody else is going through. And we need to turn those things over to God and ask for wisdom, etc. And then not only our own personal circumstances, but other circumstances. As we go the last mile of the way, the circumstances today are very different than they were even 2 years ago. And so we need direction concerning the circumstances that we are in today. Now we can spend another hour on that one. Then there's intercession, interceding for friends, for pastors, for missionaries, for our neighbors, for government officials, for unsaved people, family members, and people across the street. Here and again, what could we not watch an hour? We could spend an hour just on this one as we list these friends. Pastors, you pray for your pastor today? And the pastors are trying to make decisions as to what to do in this age in which we're living in. Oh, we need to intercede for others. And then petitions. Now, we usually start off here, starting asking God for things that we want. Before we start asking for material things, it would be a good idea to ask for wisdom and how to get it. And then discernment, that's really important. We should ask the Lord for opportunities to minister for Him today. And then our needs, whatever needs we might need. Sometimes our needs and our wants are two different things. We need to pray for our needs. And then maybe finances. Do you need finances? Maybe we need to focus on how to use the finances that God has allowed us to have already. And then direction. Direction in life, direction in our ministry. We all have a ministry if we're Christians. Then the area of thanksgiving. Now, we could spend another hour here. Thank God for your friends. If you have some friends, boy, I have a few, not very many anymore. The people who used to call I considered my friends, because I'm preaching what they used to preach. They don't like me anymore. Well, I'm not here to make friends, but I'm here to be thankful for the friends that I have. And then, what about being thankful for your pastor or other pastors today that are standing true? Thankful for your family. Again, you got a list of them all. Thank the Lord for them. And then your health, and then freedom. Now we're losing our freedom. Maybe we wouldn't be losing them so quickly if we'd spend more time thanking the Lord when we had more. But we still have a lot more than some countries. Thank the Lord for your home. You got a place to live. There's people living on the street tonight. And then it would be a good idea to just praise the Lord again. All these things we mentioned before, start with praise, end with praise. Maybe start with the Word of God and then praise, and then I think we should praise Him even more. And so once again, let's sing along with this message and song, Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer that calls me from a world of care.